Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I have a wonderful guest for you today. This is all about a special week at UNCW. UNCW's Office of Cultural Arts presents Earth Inspired, a series exploring the intersection of art and science, featuring Mira Warshauer's piece, Ocean Calling. And Mira Warshauer is with us today. So hi, Mira. Thank you.
Hi, Jamila. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yes. Now, we're going to talk about the piece Ocean Calling in just a moment, but I want to talk with you a little bit more about how this all came to pass in terms of your life as an artist. Talk about your own creative process. What inspires you?
I guess just being alive inspires me, and I guess my music is a reflection of my own experiences. Probably like many artists, you know, we're just trying to, I think, translate what's on the inside into a form that can be expressed and communicate. Mm-hmm. And music has the ability to go to the nonverbal areas, maybe the places that we can't really speak of, but that we feel so deeply. And that's, I think, what sustains me in writing music, is it's a way to go into those deep places and actually come out with something to share.
Mm. Does the music come to you as a feeling that you try to put sound with, or do you hear the music inside of you, inside your head?
It's a combination. It really, I guess, depends on the particular piece. Say, with the pieces we're doing Thursday night with the Ocean Calling, the first piece is both a feeling and a description. It's a feeling about how much joy I feel in the ocean and in the just excitement of swimming and as a child growing up here and riding the waves and everything turning around with the currents and the foam coming up and all those, you know, just visceral memories and experiences even today. So it's both the feeling of the joy, but when it comes into translating it, I actually try to tune into observe the rhythms of the water and how it goes back and forth and cross currents and all kinds of ways to cross rhythms and, you know, interplays with the two pianos. And we can get more into that later. But so that's an example of how I guess both of them combine.
Right. When did you begin writing music?
Not really until I was a graduate student at the New England Conservatory. I did a little teeny bit when I was taking piano lessons from Mary Eunice Troy here in Wilmington. I also want to mention that the proceeds from this concert on Thursday are going towards a scholarship in her memory. So any of her former students or friends would like them to know. She was a big influence in my life.
Many people here, yes, yes.
So one time she went to a teacher's workshop and they suggested that the teachers lead the students in composing, and we tried it for a couple of weeks and we both decided that I didn't have really what it took to write music. It just wasn't going well.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of forgot about that and kept practicing. I don't know. It was funny. I wasn't really inspired at the time.
Right.
But when I was, grew up and I started playing more contemporary music, and I found that I could interpret the contemporary music much more easily than the older classics because it spoke to me. It's my own language, my own time. And I guess that was the doorway for me into actually expressing my own self in today's, my own life and current time.
Wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Mira Warshauer, a composer who grew up here in Wilmington. But where do you live and work now, Mira, primarily?
Well, I live in Columbia, South Carolina, primarily work there. Have a wonderful studio there with a nice Steinway grand, which my parents gave us as a wedding gift many years ago. But my husband and I recently bought a home at Riceville Beach, which we're just finishing up the renovations, and the main renovation was to include a place for my piano. And Bryn Uliznik, I think, is there at this moment tuning it. So we're getting ready to move in there, and I'm hoping to have more time. I just love this area and the coast and the people. It's really been, I've been spending more time here in that process, and I'm looking forward to spending some time here as well as in South Carolina.
I am so glad you're going to have a home at Wrightsville Beach, since you love the beach so much mm-hmm. and so are so tuned mm-hmm. into it. It sounds like you've had a tuning into your environment, into nature for a long time, because I know one of your previous works with great acclaim was called Living, Breathing Earth. And that was Symphony Number 1 for you and mm-hmm. Living, Breathing Earth. Now, let's talk at this point about ocean calling. You mentioned some of the inspiration for that and the movements of the water and the cross rhythms and cross flows of the water and the music. It is scored for two pianos, and the first two movements of this three-movement piece will be performed on Thursday night here in town. Talk about some of the unusual features of the work. Not only is the keyboard used, but more.
Yeah, I came to this from my experience as an orchestra composer. So when I came back to the piano, I hadn't written for the piano in a while, except as in chamber music. And I realized that there's so much inside the piano that can add color. I had performed the George Crumb Macrocosmos when I was a graduate student at New England Conservatory. And so I had some direct experience with how beautiful it can be and how it's not so hard to do. And everything I've asked the performers to do, I've done myself, tried it all out. So some of the sounds we have are, there's a harmonic where you can touch the string at a node where the harmonic will be sounded. And if you play the key while you're touching that place on the string, it gives a little ping, kind of like a harp-like mm-hmm. a sound. And we can pluck it, but we can also use the keyboard. And then there are glissandi, just strumming up the strings, which has been used a lot. But in this case, I put a light metal chain across the strings so it rustles, and it can be played. You can play on the keys, but it rustles the string. So it gives, I wanted to have some kind of that white noise of the breakers.
Right.
So that's another one. And another one I really enjoyed finding, I think maybe I discovered this one. I'm not really sure. But I took a shot glass, which is a straight cylinder, just small enough to hold easily. And you can press that on the string and slide it up and down while you're attacking it with the key. Just the hammer hits the string in order to make the sound start. Mm-hmm. And you can get a nice little glissando. It's a very ethereal sound. I'm glad we're doing the concert in Beckwith because it has very alive acoustics.
Beautiful acoustics, mm-hmm. right.
So that's...
And your two pianists will be Norman Bellemans and Elizabeth Loparitz. Have you worked with them directly, hands-on with the piece?
I have. We've been having a great experience working together. Elizabeth has taken on the parts that are on the inside, and she has been so creative, really, with finding solutions to make the logistics easier and listening really carefully to get just the right spot for the harmonics or some of the other effects, and just really using her ears and her heart to do that. I divided the one piano can do the inside and one not, mostly because most institutions only allow us to use the inside of the piano when they have a dedicated instrument for that. Not so much here, but in other places where this will be performed and has been performed, that's the case. So I had to segregated. So Norman has all of the on the keys, and Elizabeth has some on the keys, but she has all of the inside. And of course, Norman is bringing his musicianship to the on the keys part, and their coordination is so great because they play together a lot. And
they do.
We've had a lot of fun working on it together.
Are people concerned about damage to the inside of the piano?
Is that the issue? The concern, uh-huh. of course, coming to it as a pianist. Of course, I'm also concerned with that, and mm-hmm. really try to use techniques that will not damage it. But, you know, sometimes inadvertently composers could ask a performer to do something that a technician would frown upon. So we've been working with Bryn Ulisnik, who takes care of the pianos at UNCW. So that's been helpful, too. He's helped guide us.
So artists and technicians alike involved in making sure the performance is the best that it can be.
Right.
The performance is Thursday night at 7:30 at Beckwith Recital Hall. It is Mira Warshauer's new piece, Ocean Calling, the first two movements of that three-movement work. You can get tickets through the Keenan box office, 962-3500, or go to uncw.edu/arts. I have heard the recording that you gave me, Mira, and it sounds like it'll be a fascinating evening of people experiencing music in a different way from what they're used to, certainly hearing pianos in a different way.
I hope so. Well, I hope it will open people's hearts really to renew the commitment to take care of the ocean. I mean, I know we love the ocean. Most of us choose to live here because of that ocean. Certainly that's the case for me. And sometimes we take what we love for granted. So having a time to just, you know, sit and revel in the first piece is waves and currents, and revel in that and the joy of that. And the second piece is called From the Depths. And that's the one that takes a lot of the inside the piano, different sounds, because I watched a ton of documentaries about the ocean under the sea, you know, and the amazing creatures that, like, they're coexisting with us at this very moment. These creatures that look like they're on a million other planets except this one, and right here on our Earth right now. But, you know, two directions for this thought. First of all, they inspired me to try to find delicate and unusual sounds for the piano. But the other aspect of that thought is, what are we doing to the ocean? What are we doing to our own home, our own planet, that may have adverse consequences for these animals? And we already know it has for others. I mean,
absolutely,
there are species that are dying off, and we're facing a huge, massive extinctions if we don't be careful. Plus, the ocean, I've learned in the course of writing this music and researching, is half of the oxygen we breathe comes from the ocean. If we start messing around with the ocean, we're not going to be around here much longer. Mm-hmm. And we already know the ice caps are melting and the seas are, you know, the temperature is fluctuating with the cold water coming in, but the earth warming. And it's just so much confusion in the natural world because of what we're doing. And so part of my mission, and for myself and for the public aspects of what music writing is and performing, is to help us come together and take a deep breath and move forward in a positive way for our healthy planet.
Composer Mira Warshauer. You can hear her piece Ocean Calling Thursday night at 7:30 at Beckwith Recital Hall. Once again, tickets available by calling 962-3500 or go to uncw.edu/arts. Mira Warshauer, thank you.
Thank you, Jamila.
This is WHQR.